Now, we've talked about this in the past because some of these Guinness World Records are just nuts. And, you know, we've also talked about the fact that Dan, Esmeralda, and myself have been part of a world record in the Guinness World Record books, and Vic hasn't. So. That's right. And what's interesting is that Esmeralda and I are part of the same world record. And that was when we were at, was it Esmeralda, like 8, 9 years ago?
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah, something like that. And it was at, you know, you go to Tuesday night movie in the park, at Grand Park, on when they used to do that in the summer. Now they do it at Millennium Park, but they did it, used to do it at Grand Park. And they showed Duck Soup. And the world record was most people wearing Groucho glasses with the nose and the mustache. So we were a part of that world record. And Dan is the hacky sack champion of the world.
I would not be working here if I was the hacky sack champion of the world. I would be touring with Dave Matthews and making a lot more money and having a lot more fun, probably. So
yeah. Well, Dave played this weekend. You would have been here. He's in Milwaukee tonight. He's playing Milwaukee tonight. Yeah, I was very, I was kind of upset that I didn't go, you know, because I check out the, you know, the website, and during every Dave show, they update what the set list is. And I was watching it like live at one point going, oh, that's a great song. And, oh, that's a great song. And, oh, but it was also 150 degrees outside. So, and I would have been surrounded by people who were drunk, which wouldn't have been pleasant for me. Hot, surrounded by drunks. That's not good. But anyway, so yeah, you were part of the
world's largest hacky sack circle.
The world's largest hacky sack circle, and this surrounded St. Pat's.
Correct. It was my freshman year at St. Pat's. They decided to break a Guinness World Record, so all 1,000 students, give or take a few, circled the campus at Belmont in Austin there.
Yeah.
And every one of us kicked the bag once. We didn't have to keep it going or else we'd still be there, but you just kicked the bag once and then went to the next guy and then he kicked the bag and then so on and
all
so
the
forth.
Way around
all around the school. And we are, I believe it's because Hacky Sack is a brand name, it's the world's largest foot bag circle is the technical
foot bag. He used to hang out with Broccoli Rob.
They had a big falling out though, right?
And well, he's related to foot cheese.
Mm.
So,
but yes, that is my Guinness World Record.
All right. Well, and then Vic doesn't have one. So,
well, I've never aspired to have one.
Oh.
Until I joined this show. Now I want one.
Well, you know what's funny is that we've been playing this promo for this, where they're going to break the record for the basketballs. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, I heard about it last week.
Yeah, you could participate in that one.
I'm looking into it.
What is it, Dan? What's the
Chicago Fit Festival, the health and fitness festival? It's being put on the Chicago Sky, the WNBA team, and of course not loading. But it's this Sunday, Vic, at noon.
This Sunday, I don't think I have plans, so I might
you
actually
do now.
Is it July 8th?
July 8th.
Okay, I'm gonna have to do this.
Okay, man, you can be a part.
Don't
of
we
that.
Have a skybox there too?
I don't know.
We'll have to find out for you.
Well,
and it's the biggest. What's the biggest basketball practice or something like that? Scrimmage or something to that effect.
Here we go. Come on, computer.
I think that's what it is. But yeah, Vic, you can be a part of that, man. I also have some other Guinness World Records that you could strive for.
Oh.
I have some more here that we're going to get to after the 2:30 news. All right?
Yeah, I'm ready.
Okay. Now, we do have the weirdest American Guinness World Records. The world's largest rubber band ball. Weighing in at 9,032 pounds, the largest rubber band ball in the world was put together by Joel Wall from Lauderhill, Florida. It took 4 years and 700,000 rubber bands. It's 6 feet, 7 inches high, and its name is Megaton. Yeah, Megaton. Yeah, Megaton. He named his rubber ball, but his rubber band ball.
I have more information now about the Health and Fitness Festival.
Oh, okay. All right, so, all right. This is for Vic.
This year, they will be attempting to break a world record for the largest multi-venue basketball clinic.
Clinic, okay.
It's the first 4,000 people will receive a complimentary basketball and T-shirt. And so it's located at Soldier Field South Lot. Check in at noon between 2 and 2:30 p.m., the world record basketball clinic. So you and a bunch of people could be shooting some hoops and learning your jump, you know, how to improve your jump shot.
How about that?
And how's this a world record?
Because
most people gathering for a
basketball clinic.
For a clinic, yeah.
Yeah, Kevin Durant of the Golden State Warriors, his current holder during his last basketball clinic.
That could get out of hand. Think about it.
Yep.
I wonder how many people are going to go to that. Well, what's the old one? Well, of course, no one's ever done this before. It's too random.
You know what, Vic? You know, speaking of random, wait till you hear some of these world records that I have in front of me here. They're so weird, and some of them I think you can jump into and break. That's what's going to happen. We're going to get Vic a world record yet, Dan. I'm telling you.
It's our mission.
Yes. We have to break. We're going to have the news coming up, and then we'll talk more about weird Guinness World Records right after this. Yeah. Hi. Good morning, everybody. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. I'm your overnight dude here 1 a.m. to 5 a.m. now. Every weekday morning. And 5 o'clock, Steve Grzanich has the opening bell, and my main man, Steve Cochran, at 6 for your morning drive. It is Monday morning. That means my dad's going to call in and tell a jokey joke. And we got much more to talk about. Now, we're talking about the weirdest American Guinness World Records. And is anybody else part of a world record out there? Give us a text or give us a call. 312-981-7200. Because Esmeralda and myself and Dan are all part of world records, and now we're trying to figure out which one Vic needs to be a part of. So, all right, I have a few, you know, personal ones that you can do on your own, Vic, where you don't need to be a part of a big group.
Oh, man, that no pressure there.
No. How about this one? Longest fingernails ever. Just stop cutting your fingernails right now.
That's not going to work for me.
Longest fingernails ever.
How's he going to type?
Right.
No, don't worry about it.
Oh, okay.
Americans have dominated this record for years, but it all started with Lee Redman, whose peak length for her for all her fingernails combined was 28 feet 4 inches back in 2008.
Good.
Can you imagine that?
Wow. If it'll curl, what if I just do my pinky finger?
I think you have to.
Isn't that a look?
Yeah, well, people are going to think you do cocaine if that's the case.
Right.
For some visual context, is as long as a school bus. She's the most recent American to set the fingernail length record for women. And her tips for keeping long nails include having patience, endurance, and strength, avoiding crowds, and using quality nail polish. Did you mark all that down, Vic?
Yeah, I got it. Maybe. Okay, I'll put that as a maybe. Let's go on, and we'll come back to that one.
All right, well, that's what we got so far, longest fingernails. I'm leaning towards that one for you, Vic, because I think that would be really interesting to see you sitting in the newsroom with with a school bus length nails.
I'm sure you'd enjoy that.
All right.
My fingernail precedes me by about a minute before I get to the newsroom.
Exactly. How about most sumo deadlifts in 1 minute?
Okay, that's not happening. Is that a bench pressing a sumo wrestler, or is that an actual move?
It's Raymond Saravia. From Massachusetts, lifted 408 pounds a total of 57 times in 1 minute at a record total of 23,256 pounds, breaking the previous record of 20,128 pounds. So that's just like us. You're just lifting up. You lift up 408 pounds 57 times in a minute. You can do that, Vic. You're a strong dude.
No. Any of these that require great strength, let's just move
on. You're going to skip that one, too?
I'm not stronger than everyone in the world at anything, okay?
All right, that's a blanket statement right there.
Yes, yeah.
All right, longest 10-pin bowling marathon. You like to bowl?
Well, there's some luck involved with that, too. Let's go on. I'm interested.
Stephen Shanabrook broke the previous record of 100 hours with 134 hours and 57 minutes of bowling and a total of 643 games. 643 games. You'd have to bowl 644 games.
See, now I think that thinking about it seriously, my hand would give out by then. You'd have to be an avid bowler. My hand, I wouldn't be able to hold a ball.
No. There's no question about it. That's insane. 134 hours and 57 minutes of bowling?
I'm not sure I could do anything for that long.
No. That's craziness. Crazy talk. All right, how about this one? Now, here's the deal. We have a record for the person who holds the most Guinness World Records. So that's an extra record that this person hosts, that has. It's Ashrita Furman from Brooklyn, New York, has set the record for the most Guinness World Records. He set over 600 records and still holds over 200 of them.
You know what I think? I think he or she is it a man?
It's a he.
I bet he's just a very creative person.
Well, here
and he came up with these things like biggest footbag circle and what else do you, do you guys have?
No, wait. Well, we had the largest group of people wearing Groucho glasses.
Yeah,
that's the one that
things like that.
Yeah. All right. Well, here are some of the Guinness records that this guy has that you should steal from him. Okay, Vic.
Yep, listen.
All right. He has gone up Mount Fuji on a pogo stick. Now, come on, you can do that.
That's impressive, actually. Just hiking up that would be impressive.
On a pogo stick. Esmeralda, what about you? Would you like to try that one?
I don't know how long I could stay up on a pogo stick.
Yeah.
And then on a mountain?
Mount Fuji.
Yeah, that seems precarious.
It does.
Like seems rocks and stuff.
Seems very precarious.
In the way.
Doing it on a sidewalk seems precarious to me.
Yeah, right? Yeah. All right. How about extinguished matches and blowtorches with his tongue? He's got that record.
Matches? Yeah. Blowtorch? No.
No?
Anyone can extinguish a match with their tongue. It's just, you know what I mean?
Yeah. But I don't know how many. Maybe he holds the record for most.
Right. Especially at one time. No, that would be interesting.
Yeah, at one time, 700 matches at once.
Right.
All right. What else? Well, you already said the strength thing's not your strength.
No, that's like genetics. Okay, I didn't get it.
It says
sorry.
Perform the most consecutive jumping jacks. Now, what about that?
How many?
Doesn't say.
Is it like 3 digits or 4 digits?
I would imagine it's a lot. It's got to be high. If it's a world record, I don't know. But these are just like bullet points. They don't have all the details here.
Well, I need the details. If it's unlimited time,
yeah.
Then yes.
Okay. What is it? Blown eggs in cups upside down. The hell does that mean? What does that even mean?
You ever tried to blow an egg out of a coffee cup?
No.
Me neither.
Who blows eggs out of coffee? What is that? What?
Maybe that's what it is.
Blowing eggs out of a coffee cup? Where are we? What is that? What the hell is that? Now, Dan, I don't understand. Are you okay? Dan's kind of losing it right now. You all right, Dan?
Oh, Esmeralda's face after that one was just fantastic.
I'm just like, what?
We're all like, what?
Blown eggs in cups upside down. That's what I'm reading. The sentence doesn't make any. It doesn't make any sense to me. So does that mean he was upside down and he was blowing an egg into a cup? I don't.
Do you have to keep it? Is it like one of those? You know those things where you put the air, you put the ball, the floating ball.
Yeah.
Is it like that but with an egg?
I don't know. Dan, can you look up the details on this one?
So I can tell you that he did 67.
He did. He's 67 blown eggs in a cup,
right?
Upside down. I don't even know.
There is video of it.
What's he doing?
Well, you know what? This is a different world record. Let me see if I can pull this up here.
I don't know.
Okay, all right. Okay. So the bottom of the egg has is colored red.
Okay.
And so they're placed in shot glasses, and the bottom of the egg, you know, is the red portion is the bottom of the shot, at the bottom of the shot glass.
So the fat part of the egg is on the bottom.
Correct.
Yeah.
And so what this individual is doing, if it's the same world record, he goes down close to the shot glass, he blows it so the egg pops out of the shot glass, and then gets it so that the red part that was on the bottom is now on the top. So it's the egg flips by his breath.
Okay. All right.
I'll put the link on our Facebook page.
All right, put it on our Facebook page. Can I just say that this description, blown eggs in cups upside down, is a terrible description?
Yeah, who wrote that?
Can I just say that?
Must have got in a real hurry around the, you know, sixth on the list. What are we at?
What you described, Dan, I can visualize that. Okay, that makes sense. And I think there was possibly a way for whoever wrote this to write it in a way that makes sense and not blown eggs in cups upside down. Here's one for you. You can break the record, Vic. He broke the record for hula hooped underwater. So you can go underwater and do some hula hoops. I don't know how many times he hula hooped. This was right after he blew a bunch of eggs in cups upside down.
The hula hoop underwater sounds possible unless it does. Is his head underwater or is it just the hula hoop portion of his body?
That's a good question.
Yeah.
It's a good question.
No picture, but 2 minutes and 38 seconds.
He hula hooped underwater.
So it's got to be his head.
I
can hold my breath for well over a minute, probably a minute and a half at least.
Good
Lord. I do a little practice.
That's impressive.
I might be able to do that.
All right. Well, let's mark that one. Dan, put a check next to hula hooped underwater.
We'll put that one. Mr. Furman here also holds the fastest mile of hula hooping while balancing a milk bottle on his head. you two can combo that one. Milk can drink the bottle, and Nick can drink the bottle.
I'll drink the milk. Yeah, I'll drink the milk. You don't need to pour the milk out. I will consume it.
13 minutes and 37 seconds.
Oh, my God. All right. Hang on. We have more world records that we're suggesting that Vic try. And then I've got the rest of the very weird, weird world records that are out there. And if you're a part of a world record, like Dan and Esmeralda and myself are, text us or call us at 312-981-7200. All right, we'll break. Come back after this. Oh, yeah, man. Welcome back, everybody. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. How's it going? It's Monday morning. My dad's going to call in and tell a joke. We got lots of other fun stuff that we're going to be talking about. Right now, though, we're trying to find a world record for our own Vic Vaughn to set or break. Because Esmeralda and Dan and myself are all part of a Guinness World Record, and we want the other member of our overnight team here to get himself a world record. And we've been throwing some of the ideas at him, like longest fingernails.
No.
Most sumo deadlifts in 1 minute.
I wish.
Longest 10-pin bowling marathon. Maybe going up Mount Fuji on a pogo stick.
Yeah.
All those things are possible for you, Vic.
That's not possible for me. The underwater hula hoop is the one so far that looks like the most promising.
Okay.
Still very difficult.
What about blown eggs in cups upside down?
That one I think I could do, but I don't know how many he did. And I don't know how long I can hang upside down.
I don't know. All right, what about this one? Vic, broken arrows with his neck.
See, again, details. How thick are they? What kind of arrows?
What did he do?
Material are they made of?
I will look that up, but 67 is your egg cup blowing goal.
At my age, I would be sore for 2 months and possibly injure myself.
67?
In a minute.
Five in a minute. Oh, my God. And I would be sore.
67 blown eggs in a cup upside down.
Oh, I thought you were talking about arrows.
Arrows.
Can you imagine how sore your cheeks would be after blowing 67 eggs?
Yeah, in 5 minutes, did it say, was it?
1 minute.
1 minute. Jeez.
And I know you guys, I probably would have to be blindfolded, right, to do this. That's part of the thing. And then you'd probably substitute the egg cup for baby powder or something like that. Make you look foolish.
Oh, we wouldn't do that. Now, what about the broken arrows with his neck?
20.
He broke 20 arrows with his neck. How did he do that? What, his chin?
There is no picture, unfortunately. No, this
one. Have to be the back of the neck, not the front. You'd crush your little, you know.
Yeah.
Larynx.
So he broke broken arrows with his neck. Okay.
27?
20.
20.
And how? What's the time limit?
1 minute.
27. Jeez. And are they? I wonder what they're made of. I might be able to do that one.
All right. Well, let's mark that one down too. So far, broken.
I'll try it.
Hula hoop underwater, broken eggs with his neck.
Broken arrows with his neck.
Broken. Sorry. I keep looking back at the blown eggs in a cup upside down. What about this one? Here's one for you, Vic. Most knives caught in a minute. So people are throwing knives at the guy? And he's catching them?
That's what it sounds like.
That's preposterously dangerous, don't you think?
Yeah, unless you're highly trained, which I'm not. I'm not doing that one.
56.
56 knives in a minute?
Yep.
And so there's people just whipping knives at the guy, and he's catching them?
That's amazing. That should not be on this list.
I don't know what... that's insane.
Did you look at these lists? This list before that these are...
No, these are
things you want me to try.
These are legitimate Guinness World Records that this guy holds.
Are you trying to get a new overnight news?
No. Most knives caught in a minute. How do you come up with that? Hey, I got an idea. Whip some knives at me. I'll catch them and break a world record. Can't you break a more innocuous world record than I have an idea? Whip some knives at me and I'm going to blow some eggs.
That's awesome.
Yeah, but nobody else is going to do it.
What? Catch the knives?
Yeah.
I guess.
Because then that way your title is secure.
Well, sure, because you're insane.
Or dead.
Neither of which I'd want to be. Okay, here's one. This is a very specific one. This is very specific. Vic, maybe you'll like this one.
I can tell it's going to be a good one.
Most skips of a rope wearing clogs in a minute.
Like wooden clogs?
Yeah. I guess so, yeah. Oh,
yes, wooden clogs.
Just you know what? It would be worth a try.
I'm pulling these up now, so I'm getting the actual record. What we'll have you guess here.
Vic. Okay, most skips, Vic, you guess. Most skips of a rope wearing clogs in 1 minute.
Okay. I'm going to say 60.
60.
1%. No, it's got to be less than that. 45.
147.
Oh, man.
147 skips of
He's
a rope.
Whipping that rope, too.
With your wearing clogs.
I'm going to say that I could probably probably do around, in a minute, 25.
25.
So
while wearing clogs.
I could take some practice.
You'd have to practice with your clogs.
Right.
Do clogs stay on your feet? Like, how do
they? That's the other thing. They just seem to not stay on your feet, right? I mean, that's part of the challenge here is, I guess, like some sort of balance and keeping your feet inside the clogs as you're jumping and skipping the rope, as people are whipping knives at you. That's the other.
We're all about efficiency here, Vic.
That's my angle. That's my end. I'll combine the two.
Oh my God! All right, let's see. All right, how about this one? Doesn't require a ton of strength, Vic, or danger. Nobody's blowing eggs or whipping knives.
Okay.
Most ice cream scoops balanced on a cone.
Oh.
See, now that one, you know, that would just require you to have some balance.
And so I'd need some support. You guys are going to have to help on that one.
I think we would. But most ice cream scoops balanced on a cone. How many did Mr. Furman do?
123.
We can't do that.
Are you kidding me?
There is a picture of it, by the way. If you go to GuinnessWorldRecords.com, search for these. There are sometimes pictures, and it is quite amazing.
Most ice... What, how many? How many again?
123 on a single cone.
That's ridiculous.
You know, like those... when the car dealership like gets a whole bunch of balloons and they're in a net and they're like a tall pillar of it, that's what it looks like.
How much stuff was melting down his arm while he was he was holding that? I mean, that's a sticky situation.
Right? How's that?
I mean, my God. Okay, well, there you go. Try that one. 127 scoops, Vic. Think you got your work cut out for you. All right, how about most bowling balls held simultaneously? You want to try that one? After you do the 127 hours of bowling, you could just then hold as many. The most bowling balls held simultaneously. How many did this man hold?
14.
14 bowling balls.
Again, this is a feat of strength, and I am not going to win any of these world records.
Well, you know, you could always get a lighter bowling ball, because they have, like, kids' bowling balls are, like, 8 pounds.
Mm.
As opposed to, like, you know, like the when I bowl, I bowl with a 16-pounder, but you can get, like, an 8-pounder.
So 8 pounds per finger.
There you
right,
go.
Right.
How strong are your fingers, man?
Oh, boy.
That's why you need those fingernails. You have them big, long fingernails, then maybe that would work out for you. By the way, if you ever see the picture of the woman who's got the fingernails, it's on our Facebook page. It's really weird. It's just really, really, really kind of disturbing and weird. So I really don't think I'd want to see Vic walking around the newsroom with nails like that.
That is not attractive.
No, it's just weird. All right, let's see. Fastest time to cross 10 meters on light bulbs. The hell does that mean? He ran on top of light bulbs for 10 meters?
Crushed light bulbs.
Oh, wait, crushed light bulbs?
I would assume crushed light bulbs.
That might be possible. What, barefoot? Does it say barefoot?
It does not say
obviously,
barefoot,
right?
No, he clogs. You have to wear clogs.
Wow, that guy just ran. Yeah, it'd have to be barefoot.
And since this is in Canada, that's 32 feet of light bulb.
Yesterday was Canadian Day.
It was.
Canada Day. How come Canadian Bill didn't... we weren't on yesterday. That's probably why. okay, so you can... light bulbs. All right, fastest... What? I don't understand this one either, Dan. Fastest time to dry bob 6 marshmallows. What the hell does that mean?
You say dry, like D-R-Y?
D-R-Y, bob, 6 marshmallows. Fastest time to dry bob 6 marshmallows.
To dry bob, like to pick up with your mouth.
Is that what it is?
I couldn't ascertain if it meant that they were in water and he got them out and they were deemed dry, or they were just in a empty bowl and he picked them up. Either way, he holds the record.
He holds the record for that. Okay, and then finally, before we
that
break,
was 13 seconds, 13.35 seconds.
13 seconds. This guy's a loon. And then finally, I think you might enjoy this one, Vic. Most baked beans eaten in 5 minutes with a cocktail stick.
Is that a toothpick? Oh, a cocktail stick. Okay. Wow, that's, again, so random that no one else would even try it.
Yeah.
How many
baked beans did he eat with a candlestick? No, not a candlestick. Cocktail stick.
That was the other record. 271.
271 in 5 minutes. You can do that, Vic.
Oh, that's so many beans.
Yeah.
It is.
Oh, well, is it? There might be a world record for other things.
Wait a minute.
How many beans are going to count?
Did you guys hear what Dan said? He goes, it might be a world record that happens after that, after you eat that many beans. Yeah. Hold on a second now. Nothing like a good fart joke at 3 o'clock in the morning. All right, hang on, everybody. We're going to come back and talk more world records, and then we'll get Vic all saddled up and ready to have knives thrown at him. That's what's coming up. Yeah. Welcome back, everybody. How are you? Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN, and we're live in the Allstate Skyline studio here on the 18th floor, 303 Wacker. Which is our new home, and we're loving it. It's Monday morning, and it means my dad's going to call in and tell a jokey time. And we've been talking about the world records, Guinness World Records. If you want to jump in here, it's 312-981-7200. If you are a part of a world record like Esmeralda and Dan and myself are, which world record are you a part of? It's the weirdest American Guinness World Records. 312-981-7200. And we were just trying to, you know, get Vic ready to break a world record or set a world record, and we just threw several ideas at him.
Guess what? I did a little research.
Okay.
During the break. Guess, Dan, how many beans did that guy spear with a cocktail pick again?
271.
And what was the time he did it in?
5 minutes.
I think I can do that. Because I took a look at how many beans are in a can, a tin can. There's 465, so we're only talking about not even a full can. All I have to do is become an expert at spearing them.
Do you eat beans like that on a regular basis?
No.
We just didn't know.
But I think
you would know, Esmeralda.
Yeah, you would know. You're in the same room with him.
Oh,
yeah, I could practice, true. And I think I could take that guy down.
All right,
oh,
man.
Oh, no.
There
don't
it is.
Practice.
Sorry, Jeannie.
It's not even a full can of beans.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I if you're going to practice.
This guy's a wuss.
A
I can
lot
do
of
this.
Beans
All right. I'm with you. I'm with Vic on this one. You know? Oh, yeah. Yeah. I've eaten an entire can of beans in the past.
Yeah.
But in 5 minutes?
Not in 5 minutes.
With a cocktail spear?
No, not with a cocktail spear. With a shovel.
If it weren't hard, it wouldn't be a world record.
Exactly right. You know how difficult it was for us to put those Groucho glasses on, Esmeralda?
Well, and keep them on.
Keep them on while they took a picture?
It's very difficult.
And Dan, how difficult was it for you to kick that bag?
Well, we had been standing out for like 2 hours, so it was, by that point, we were all done with it.
But, oh, yeah. What yes. time of year was it? I mean, school
95.
Year. 95. No, what time of year, though? Like,
oh, it was at the beginning of the school year, so it would have
like
been
fall?
August, September.
August, September, okay. Because at least the weather wasn't going to be terrible.
Yeah.
They have you do it in January. Yeah, go out and do the hacky sack thing outside in January. That'll make the record even harder. So, yeah. All right, well, here are some more crazy records. The most expensive dessert. Esmeralda, you looking to have a little expensive dessert? Maybe V can take you out for a lovely expensive dessert?
Well, how expensive?
$25,000.
That's too much.
Could Harrison Ford take you out for it?
He could afford it.
He would be so grumpy about it, though.
$25,000 for a dessert? Get off my plane. If you have a hankering for the frozen hot chocolate ice cream sundae from Serendipity 3 in New York, it'll set you back a record $25,000. It includes a fine blend of almost 30 different cocos, 5 grams of edible 23-karat gold. It's served in a goblet lined with an 18-karat gold bracelet decked out in a carat of diamonds. You eat the sundae with a gold spoon decorated with diamonds, which you can actually take home.
Wait, so do I eat the bracelet? Or there's just
a
bracelet?
I think you get the bracelet. You can eat the edible carat, the 23-karat gold. You got 5 grams of that. It's lined with an 18-karat gold bracelet decked out in a carat of diamonds. So I think that's for real. You can just keep it. So you're paying $25,000 not just for the dessert, but for some diamonds and some necklace.
Yeah, that's kind of the easy way out.
Yeah.
I was imagining just a lot of expensive items.
Edible items, you mean?
Right.
Yeah,
things
yeah.
that I would be eating, not... That's just, hey, I want to buy a bracelet. Oh, can I get some ice cream with that,
That's
too?
Exactly what it is. Oh, boy. So that's $25,000 for at Serendipity 3 in New York for everybody who wants to go out there and have that sundae. How about the largest collection of sneakers? Well, maybe Vic can do this one, too. Largest selection of sneakers. Jordy Geller owns a record amount of sneakers, totaling 2,388 pairs, which he keeps in a warehouse in Las Vegas that he fondly calls the Shoezeum. He's clever, this guy. He doesn't wear any of them. Therefore, the shoes are all in perfect condition, and his collection is estimated to be worth over $1 million. What? 2,388 pairs. What does he have to pay for the warehouse? I mean, he got to be paying rent on the warehouse, right? To keep his shoes in that he doesn't wear? All right. How about this? Largest number of people to ride a wave on a single surfboard. Surfers ranging in age from 15 to 79 came together to break the previous Australian record of 47 people in 2015 by managing to get 66 people on an enormous board with an impressive 13 seconds, 3 seconds longer than required for the record. The enormous surfboard measures 42 feet long, 11 feet wide, 1 foot thick, breaking the record of the largest surfboard in the world. That's not very impressive. I thought it would be like a regular size surfboard. If you can get 47 people on a regular size surfboard, that's more impressive. Sure, anybody can take a gigantic piece of lumber, throw it in the water, and stand on it for 10 seconds. I don't find that one impressive at all. Dan, I don't find that impressive.
I would politely disagree. Have you ever tried to stand on a surfboard?
Yes, I have. And I've fallen. So. When was this?
Yeah.
I don't know, 15 years ago?
You can't do it anymore.
Yeah. I mean, I'm not a surfer. I tried.
Well, yeah, but just like, was it in Lake Michigan? Were you on vacation?
No, it was in L.A.
Was it after the Horror House?
Wait, in L.A.
Was it the ones where there's a wave painted behind you?
No, it was an actual. No, I was actually in the ocean on a surfboard, and I landed.
Was this before or after you saw Point Break?
After I saw Point Break.
Is it the reason you? It was Point Break. The reason you did it.
Absolutely, the reason I did it. Point Break was absolutely the reason I did it. But I won't go skydiving.
How many people were on that record one?
66.
What? Were they on top of their shoulders?
I don't know. I don't know. But it's actually like they. But like I said, it's an enormous surfboard. It's 42 feet long, 11 feet wide, 1 foot thick.
That's just a boat.
That's what I'm saying. That's why I don't find this impressive at all.
It seems too. I was thinking just a regular one.
Yeah, that's what I thought too. I thought the record was going to be most people on a. On a regular on a regular surfboard.
Just tiny children dangling from the surfboard.
Yeah. I don't know. It doesn't seem very impressive. Although, you know, that the surfboard that that Keanu Reeves buys at the beginning when he goes undercover, that's an enormous surfboard, too. The surfboard that Johnny Utah gets. All right. How about this? World's longest pizza. Longest pizza. Multiple pizzerias came together to set this record in 2017 in Fontana, California. The pizza measured an astounding 6,330 feet, 3.6 inches. It took approximately 17,700 pounds of dough, 5,000 pounds of tomato sauce, 3,900 pounds of cheese, 54 hours and over 100 people. Leftovers were donated to local charities.
What does it look like?
I don't know. I don't have a picture.
You know what I mean? Because I'm imagining long, it would be like a French bread pizza.
That's what I would think. Yeah, that would be the one that I was thinking too. How do you cook that? It had to be outside, and they probably grilled it, right? They would probably have to grill it over flames. And could like construct a really, really, really long grill.
I'm looking at a picture and it looks like it's going through like a conveyor belt.
Wow, that must have cost a lot of money. Yeah.
You know, like the Pot Bellies oven?
Yeah, like Burger King. You're going through the.
No, like the Pot Bellies oven.
Yeah.
Where it goes through.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's what it. Okay. That's what it looks like to me in these pictures.
And it's six. 6,300 feet, 3 inches long. That's a lot of pizza. All right. I wonder if it tasted any good.
I mean, just bread and cheese.
Yeah.
Sauce.
That's all it is. 574 area code. You want to send in your texts, you can. It's 312-981-7200 for talk or text. 312-981-7200. Remember the track star in the 80s with the long nails? That was Florence Griffith Joyner. Her nails were 4 inches long with tiger stripes for the 1988 Olympic trials before switching to fuchsia. For the Olympic Games themselves, Griffith Joyner had 6-inch nails painted red, white, blue, and gold. All right, how about this? 773 area code says, I'm friends with the person who holds the record for most pull-ups in 24 hours. He is Elgin Gym owner Nick Janovitz. He did 7,621. He did it for my charity, Pull-Up Bars for Patriots. He also broke the six-hour record of 3,515 with 3,650 and a 12-hour record of 5,742. We raise money to establish permanent memorials to honor fallen service members while encouraging physical fitness in communities across the United States. So that's nice. Hey, Dan, have we heard from, I'm blanking on his name, the guy who's on a stationary bike for like 3 days or 7 days?
Yeah.
George Hood?
Yeah.
Yeah, Brandmeier had him on.
Yeah, I had him on. I had him on a bunch of times, and I had him on a bunch of times while he was on the bike.
Yeah,
like I remember
because I had to talk to him a few times.
Yeah,
to like set up time.
How about this for synchronicity? Aurora native and fitness instructor George Hood just set a Guinness World Record this past weekend.
Come on,
for the longest plank. So that's
the
exercise where you're on your forearms you're on your toes and the tips of your toes. 10 hours, 10 minutes, and 10 seconds.
Are you kidding me?
He broke it at the Indian Boundary YMCA in Downers Grove.
I could do the 10 seconds. No.
10 hours, 10 minutes, 10 seconds?
That is correct.
That's insane. That guy is a beast, man.
Well, I'm sorry. Well, that was the former record.
Wait. George had to go a little bit crazier.
18 hours, 10 minutes, and 10 seconds.
Oh my God.
I can't even imagine. Planks are the worst.
Oh, they're awful. Oh.
It's just like, yeah. It's hell.
That guy's a beast, man.
That's literally what that is to me.
According to the Tribune, the ordeal was not just a physical one, but a mental one as well. It started hallucinating during the night when sleep deprivation started to kick in.
Oh, can you imagine you have to, stand? Or I don't know.
It's
what
crazy.
Would you call that?
It's crazy.
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. We talked to him at like 4 o'clock in the morning. You know, we checked in like throughout. There were times when, you know, we would check in at the beginning of the show and then the middle of the show and then at the end of the show to see how he was coming along.
See, but like I feel like on a bike, there's more chance not to rest, but it seems like you can kind of zone out and just go.
Yeah, that's crazy. Wow.
But like planking, I mean, I guess you would zone out, but
or hallucinate as
you just start hallucinating,
like when George did.
I feel like on a bike, your legs would just
they
kind of just go.
He was he's a fascinating guy, and we love talking to him. That's a really cool coincidence that he broke that record this weekend. All right, we got a break, and then we got more world records to talk about here. Yeah, man. Hi, good morning, everybody. How are you? Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN, and we are live in the Allstate Skyline Studios here, and. It's Monday morning. That means my dad's going to call in and tell a jokety joke. And we're talking about some weird world records right now, too, that we've been covering. We're talking about the world's longest pizza. How about this one? Most umbrellas opened at the same time.
Like they had to synchronize it?
Well, this was during a 2016 game between the Minnesota Twins and the Los Angeles Angels. Fans at Angel Stadium set the world record for the most umbrellas opened at the same time in a confined space.
That'd be kind of cool.
So I guess they had like a countdown. They probably, you know, had the loudspeaker on. Mm-hmm. Everybody get your umbrella ready. Three,
see, I would get
two,
so nervous.
And then open.
I would get nervous that I would fumble.
Yeah.
Get it, because it's game.
Or maybe.
Fumble. No? All right.
No, well, it's, that's a different sport, Esmeralda.
Oh.
So this is, was it a baseball game? So, wouldn't you be concerned about, like, knocking somebody's eye out with all those umbrellas just, like, opening, maybe hitting some of the guy next person next to you might get smacked in the eye?
Well, you'd, I don't know. I would assume they practiced at least once.
Yeah.
Just a one go around. Or and no one cares.
I don't think anybody cares, quite frankly.
They're just like, whatever, I want to win.
Yeah. How about this? Largest gathering of people wearing sombreros.
Oh, boy.
Los Angeles Angels, again. Los Angeles Angels fans set a previously untried record in celebration of Cinco de Mayo in 2015, where 28,246 people donned sombreros during a game against the Seattle Mariners. And how much, you know, how much visibility was blocked of the game? Like, everybody in the stands wearing sombreros. How the hell do you see the game? Excuse me, could you take your sombrero off? All 28,000 of you, because I would like to see what the game was happening during the game. How about this? The largest pinata. In 2011, M&M's created the world's largest pinata in the shape of an orange M&M candy standing on a birthday cake. It was 47 feet high with a base that measured 68 feet, 7 inches long, and 37 feet, 9 inches wide. When opened, thousands of packages of pretzel M&M's poured out. I like the pretzel M&M's. They're good. That's a lot of them. That's a big pinata.
Yeah, curious how they hit it.
Yeah, I mean, I'm sure it wasn't. I'm sure they couldn't dangle it from a string. Like,
what did they knock it with? And then what did have to happen? Like, you hit it, and then you just hear a rumble, and you move, run,
get out of the way.
Because I mean, bags and bags of pretzel M&Ms
come pouring out. Sounds good too, though. But yeah, I mean, it's not going to be suspended. You know how you have to swing the piñatas, and was everybody blindfolded too?
Yeah, you got to swing it, and then you got to move it around,
right? Just to screw with whoever's trying to hit it,
exactly.
While they're blindfolded, I don't see that happening with the world's largest. I just don't see that happening with the world's largest piñata.
I remember I had one for my 7th birthday, and I think we had a stick, but I got tired of it, so then I just hit it with a metal bat. Because at one point you just get tired of it. You're like, nah, this needs to open.
How many videos have we seen, you know, on America's Funniest Home Video where, like, a kid smacks somebody in the face with a stick because he misses, he's blindfolded, and he smacks his friend across the skull with a stick?
Oh, yeah. Well, because they're dumb and they stand in the way.
or the person who's, like, dangling this pinata gets smacked right in the crotch.
Yeah.
Those are great.
I had a grandma fall on me once. Yeah, she was going for the candy, and she just right on top of me. I'm like, cool.
There you go. All right, we got a break on that note. The news is coming up next.